Incurable and unbelieving in any truth but the truth of grieving, I saw inside a tree rise kaleidoscopically. As if the leaves had lighter ghosts, I pleased my face as close to the pain as I could get, to which that fitful fluent spirit that seemed a single being undefined or countless beings of one mind haul its strange cohesion beyond the limits of my vision. Over the house, heavenwards, of course I knew those leaves were birds. Of course that old tree stood exactly as I knew it would. But why should it seem fuller now, as though a man's mind might endow even a tree with some excess of life to which a man seems witness? And that life is not life of men, and that is where the joy came in. Welcome to Fast and Loose. Got a couple guests in the studio today. We are going to have an awesome time. Okay, we're back in here. I've got our guests in the studio.
All right, yeah, this is Jordan. You might be familiar with me as the operations director here at the station.
Oh, yeah.
My show, Also Important, 4 p.m. yesterday on Tuesday. That's going to be next week, 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Last show of all time, so, you know, it's going to be important.
Whoa, you're not going to... You guys are living in Somerville.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know what? Let's get AJ on air first.
Let's get AJ on here, yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is AJ. I'm a long-time listener. This is my first time in the studio, but also a long-time friend of Nate and Jordan. And, yeah, just excited to be here.
It's huge, yeah. Yeah. No, I was telling my listeners yesterday that, yes, I will be in the area. I'm not going to have a community member show, but I will be involved in the station. Don't worry.
Dude, you can just get the sub at least.
It's true.
You
know, yeah,
so that
sub.
You can come in for Fast and Loose
exactly.
Whenever I need you. That's the thing.
You have to avoid the sub list, though. You have to just go straight to me.
That's otherwise, true. Yeah. I'm literally just going to email you. Yeah. You'll come in. Yeah. It'll be like real under the table.
I can't have
that's
that
great.
Sub list like stress at post-college. You know?
Dude, well, speaking of emails, mm-hmm. So we got our guy Anton comes up here, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Comes up, runs the Providence Marathon with mm-hmm. you guys.
Yep, let's go.
Has like the greatest time of all time. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you. So I want to thank you on
absolutely.
Behalf of myself.
Thank you for allowing us to spend a morning with Anton's company.
Yes. Dude, it was a pleasure.
I mean, what a guy, you know? You know he's biked across the entire country?
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And that didn't come up
it
in
didn't
our
come
conversation
up.
No, it doesn't.
That whole morning.
Most of the crazy things about him just don't come up.
Yeah.
It's like that's how you great. Know how cool he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, This will come up organically. My parents like were talking to him about biking and it didn't come up. You know, like
that's
my
great.
Dad was like asking him about stuff and he's like, man, yeah. You know, I know something about bikes.
That's,
you know, that's
awesome.
About it.
That's
like,
so fantastic.
Great.
Wow.
It's absolutely great. Also, shout out to my living room, which is listening to this.
Mm, yeah,
Molly, Lily.
Oh.
You know, my parents are in town too.
Lily's listening right now?
Lily's yeah. listening
is this,
right
is this
now.
Her first show?
This is her first show.
Wow.
Yeah. Big shout out. I think I teased this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a kid, a second kid.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Shout out. Let's go. This is huge. This
Lily
is huge
Grace, news. She's out here. She's like super small. So she was born like kind of 2 weeks early.
That's right.
Via C-section. They want to like, if you're going to have a C-section, they want to get you out of there early. That's apparently what I've heard. So that was like, once we knew that, it was like, all right.
There you go.
Schedule it. So
it's huge. I'm so happy for you. Let me just, I said this to you before, but both me and my brother are both C-section babies.
Oh, yeah?
And I can only give glowing reviews on my for myself. I, you know, it seemed to work out well for me.
There you go.
I don't know about my mom.
Was it like I mean, this might be a lot. This might be the medical corner of the show.
Yeah, we can get AJ.
Was it
up,
like we knew that it was going to be like a C-section?
I think the first one was like for my older brother. It was they didn't know when they got like to the operating table. Okay. I think it just like worked out that way.
Yeah.
And the second one for me, I was a younger brother because like it had like gone, you know, that's how it was for the first. It was like, all right, we should probably do the same for your second child as well.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. I tell you what, C-section is terrifying. It's the most terrifying thing in the world.
I could not be
I didn't look past the curtain. That was one of those where it was like one of my friends, a friend of Anton, Eric.
Yeah.
He's had a C-section. He has a daughter.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rhea. They had a C-section and he like has a picture of her like being removed from the belly of his wife.
That is something else.
Yeah, I was like, how did you even take that picture without fainting?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. He's like, I don't know, man. I just went for it.
Insane. So, surgery. This guy knows a thing or two about surgery.
Are you going into surgeries? Is that what your deal is?
No, it's a lot of school. Surgery is a lot of school. I guess rightly so.
Yeah.
But,
It's crazy. Like, my dad got, like, some crazy, like, spine surgery over the summer, and he was talking to the doctor because he was obviously concerned about it, and the guy was like, yeah, like, this is like my seventh this morning. That's just like their day at work. He's just like opening people up. It's crazy.
It's like working on a car at that point.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
just like, all right, well, let's see what we got.
Yeah,
then, you know,
we'll zip
it up. But that's the thing. I was thinking about that. Like her doctor, they finish, and she's like, I'm gonna go to lunch. And I was like, yeah, why not?
God,
like, why wouldn't
crazy.
You? You know? She's like, I'm gonna go. And like, to imagine doing that, and then like you're out in the commissary. Like eating a sandwich, you know, is like the craziest thing.
You're just another person.
Exactly.
You just open people up.
Things went pretty well. We sewed you back up, and there it is.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Absolutely nuts.
So shout out to Molly.
Shout out Molly, Lily, the Rubright family, everyone.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's a great time. I you're like the propaganda guy. That's like my job.
Yeah.
So I'm like texting people, and you're sort of just fielding the responses.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the show right now and you haven't got a response from me about like congratulations, that kind of thing. Sorry. We're backed up a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that.
There you go.
All right, we're gonna play a song.
Good.
And come back in. All right.
Great.
Cool. Thanks for
Let's
being
do
here,
it.
Guys.
Everyone blooms in their own time. Some far ahead, some far behind. So wherever you are, don't worry, you're gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause everyone blooms in their own time. About what it might take, skills to wrap the gift and my hands cut the cake. Sometimes we talk about what it might take, skills to pay the bills and my mouth get a taste. It's a total mistake. Just a picture of us looks so good, it feels fake. Just a picture of us looks so good, it feels fake. Everyone blooms. In their own time. I heard that you want all just the memories of us feel so real, must be fake. Echoed memories of us feel so real, must be fake. Everyone moves in their own time, so far ahead, so far behind. So wherever you are, where you're gonna be fine, fine, fine. Everyone moves in their own time. Give up and flip backwards, attitude and outlook. Realize that it matters, and I know that no news is good news. But that always felt backwards, and I still haven't heard from you. Attitude and outlook, realize that it matters. Both of us could give up and flip backwards. Yeah, I know that no news is good news. But that always felt backwards, and I still haven't heard from you. My attitude, my outlook, I realize now it matters. My attitude, my outlook, I realize now it matters. Yeah, I know that no news is good news. I realize now it matters, and I still haven't heard from you. Everyone moves in their own time. Some far ahead, some far behind. So wherever you are, you're gonna be fine, fine, fine. Gonna be fine, fine, fine. Gonna be
We're back.
This is, we are back. This is not, you know, We're like coming through. Hey, we played I'm going to just go ahead and apologize. The first, okay, open with a Christian Wyman poem. I'm writing a paper in my poetry class, which like I have really loved poetry. Like that has been the like TLDR of this class is like poetry is great.
Oh yeah.
I'm like looking at this poetry paper and I'm like, what am I going to do? And so I just am like throwing poems together and I'm trying to like do some processing and stuff like that. And basically, we read for class this book, which I would recommend to everybody, Christian Wyman's My Bright Abyss, which is sort of his, like, sort of exploration of poetry in his life. It's a real cool, like, emotional journey. It's awesome. We read, like, pieces of it. It was really good. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to do that. I'm going to, like, kind of do, like, a poetry journal type of thing. But I'm realizing it's very difficult to do what he is doing. Like, there's a reason why he's a pro, and I am not. And this is, like, the fifth paper I've written on poetry, you know? So anyway, that was a Christian Wyman poem. He is good. Here's the thing I'm going to tell you guys about poems. Are you poem people? Reading poems? You're reading poems. I've seen poems. Yeah, okay.
I'd like to be.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah, aspirationally, which is not myself. That, like, going into this class, I was really, like, changed my mind about these poems. Yeah. That was the big thing.
I rock with that, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you know, I'm an analytical guy. You know, what are poems for?
Yeah.
Okay, poems are like... Like, you're in English class in high school.
Yeah,
poems
exactly.
Poems are, like, the person who sits in the front and says nothing. That's, like, that's who poems are for, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my only exposure to poems, in English class, in Spanish class.
Yeah.
It's kind of just, like, just get me through this, you know? Like, waiting for, like, you know, the books to read was more enjoyable. So.
Exactly, yeah. Let me get some
to actually get something out of it, you know? This development has been
impressive. Because, like, you're on the hook for, like, interpreting every little thing with a poem.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's the sun mean? And you're like, I think it's daytime. That's what the sun means.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? So now it's like the pressure's off because, like, you just read something like that and you don't have to understand all of it. You just, you know, you just say it. And so that's the end of it. So
there you go.
Anyway, poems.
Then
we came in with that Naked and Famous song. My intention was to come in with a different song, but it was fine. We came in sort of at the crescendo of like that big thing. Mm-hmm. Came in hot. I'm sorry if you had tuned into Fast and Loose with the radio all the way up, which is what my recommendation is.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, like, blew out your speakers, so that's I apologize for that.
Yeah, it happens.
So anyway, we also played Everyone Blooms by the Front Bottoms. Big Front Bottoms fan.
Yeah.
This is a big show. This is
this
a show
I know.
And essentially dedicated to that band. And then Peter, Bjorn, and John, Tomorrow Has to Wait from Breaking Point, an album that I used exclusively when I made safety videos at my old job. Mm, I used to make like safety videos.
Really?
Of, like, make sure that you, like, when you open up the door, make sure you, like, look, you know, at this plant that I worked at.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot of people were, like, demanding these videos be made, but I was like, oh, I'm making these videos. And I had to, like, bootleg. It was, like, a whole thing to get any, like, video editing software on our computers because it was, like, real, you know, IP and everything was all locked
down.
So I had to, like, I was, like, working off of, like, a Windows Media Player, like, editor situation that I basically was just, like, sort of bootlegging at the time. And it was... And then, unlicensed use of Peter, Bjorn, and Sean's song. So
there, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, don't go looking for something. people who might be in control
Peter,
of music.
There's that one song, the Peter, Bjorn one, that everyone knows. Yeah,
the I can't whistle.
The whistle one. That's it. Exactly.
That's the one.
Yeah,
That's the one. That's the classic. Yeah. Kanye, like, tries to do something with that.
That's it, dude. If you can't if you can't see, which you can't, I just pointed because that's why I knew. Recently, I was going in my unreleased music save playlist YouTube, you know, where it has, like, unreleased music from my favorite artists, and I was like, damn, Kanye covered this, and it's kind of bad.
Yeah,
you know, he went out there.
He just, like,
out there.
Raps off into the distance.
Yeah,
like, he just sort of gets, like, they fade him out.
Yeah.
It's like, whoever's
he has a lot of unreleased songs like that, where he'll just, like, do a few raps, and then after, like, four bars, he kind of just, like, fade off, and then just, like, some, kind of mumbling.
It sounds like he just walks out of the studio, and they're like, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah, I love that you knew that,
Lock it up, I guess. I don't know. We'll just put it on the unreleased music tab.
Yeah, so
that's
great.
That's the plan.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So,
you know, the poetry's reminding me of my only other exposure to poetry, which we all share, is the cremation of Sam McGee.
Oh, jeez, what a time. You gotta tell that story. You gotta tell that story,
Now, so there's this poem here called The Cremation of Sam McGee, which I don't know if it's unique to our friend Declan, but...
like, as in
shout
you wrote
Declan.
It?
Yeah.
Shout out, Declan. Yeah. We gotta do that right now.
Shout out, Declan. Our boy, you know, Age and I were seniors now, graduating in 3 weeks. As a freshman, a senior, Declan, who ran in the marathon team with him, that's where we all met. Now, when I say unique to him, I feel like it might be a thing for people to, like, memorize it. You know, I don't know if he was there, because I'm sure someone taught him. But it's basically this, like, really long poem. I don't know how you would describe, you're the poem expert. How would you describe the structure of it? It's like, formally
it's
like rhyming.
It's a narrative. Yeah, it's a narrative. Narrative in lyric form.
Yeah, and it rhymes very formally. Yeah. It's like A-B-A-B, you know, whatever. Just like keeps going. And it's just like a story about a man named Sam McGee who died in like the Arctic and was cremated. And it's being told from this other perspective. And it's just like, tell him about the cremation of Sam McGee. I looked it up here. There's like a little epigraph at the beginning of the poem, which like kind of like starts it off. And I'll read it. It's called The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert W. Service. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge, I cremated Sam McGee. And I'm scrolling through, this is really long, and he knew the entire thing.
That brings me right back.
Yeah, I was right there. And it was a wintry day, know, and snowing the Mystic, you know, the Mystic was, I think, pretty frozen.
Yeah, ever.
And we're just kind of going back, and he's like, do you guys want to hear a poem?
Yeah.
And then just like, bam, done.
Like 30 minutes straight up on a run, he just doing the entire thing.
No breaks, you know.
And he was like, dramatic about it, too.
He was, he was doing the emphasis, yeah. He was pausing, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah,
that was the, and Freddie was there, right? Was that Freddie?
Yeah,
Freddie was there.
Yeah. Actually, I was looking through old photos because AJ and our parents are making like Coach Don Meggerly of the marathon team.
Big time shout out. Don, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you don't know who Coach Don is, I don't even have patience to explain right now.
Exactly. That's your fault. It's on you. You know, that's on you.
Everyone knows.
We're getting like a graduation gift, just like a blanket of like photos over the years.
That's great.
And I was looking through like old freshman year photos, and I was looking at all these like really, you know, 2019, like January, our freshman year, of us running with like, Freddie and everyone.
Andrew.
And I just have wearing the same exact clothes I still wear. It kind of is a little embarrassing.
That pre COVID, man, what a time for the marathon team. The banquets.
Exactly.
You know,
banquet.
Hanging out.
We saw a picture of the banquet. We're like, this happened. Like, my God.
Remember that? Gosh.
Yeah.
It'll
come back.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
Sure. I gotta believe. And you're gonna stick around for that, right?
We'll stick around for the banquet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
You can't not. Yeah, especially now that you're running Boston, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, you're gonna wear a Boston and you're wearing a yellow singlet. I mean, if that doesn't qualify you for all marathon team perks, I don't know what doesn't.
That's what I told Anton. I was like, you gotta wear the singlet now for like the rest of your life. Don't even worry about that.
That's
good. It's gonna be done, you know?
That's so fantastic.
So many good Tufts.
He saw one in Atlanta one time, like a long time ago. Because it was back when, I think maybe when I had first gotten one.
Yeah.
He was like, I ran the Peachtree Road Rich, which is like a huge deal in Atlanta. It's a 10K. Every single person in Atlanta tries to run it. Like every single person. Like there's like pros and like winning it. I think there's like prize money and stuff. But like
that's great.
Every single person is like, well, you know, even though I just got my gout treated on my foot, I'm still gonna try to do it. You know, like it really is. Like,
what time of year is it? In the spring?
It's on for the 4th of July.
That's
super hot. And so even if you go running on that day, like here, you'll see people wearing like Peachtree Road Race stuff in solidarity.
Nice.
Which is like really funny. I mean, like, Atlanta's a great town. A lot of great runners from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They had the qualifiers there.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Marathon is a good marathon. Mm-hmm. Not a running town.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not.
Too
it's
hot.
Just, it's too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot and it's a ton of hills. Mm. People don't understand that. The hills like crazy over there.
Yeah.
Not like Boston, where it's like people run here and like that's a thing.
It's just like everywhere. It's just like a subtle hill.
Exactly. And it's you know, this these small undulating hills. Mm-hmm. We've got some famous parts of it, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There are absolutely. I don't want to besmirch the great athletes of Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, I feel like there's just other sports that are like, that's the sport.
Yeah.
You know? That's the thing. So,
yeah. There you go. But he saw a TMT singlet. It's great. It's what a great thing to have. And I was saying to AJ, it's like now you can run for the rest of your life and just always have that singlet there.
Exactly. Yep. People are like, go Bose. And you're like, I did not go to.
Yeah.
Which is still my relationship with Tufts. But it's funny because my favorite one ever was I was running, I think it was the Bay State.
Yeah.
I was on the back end, which is like real quiet on the, like when you're kind of coming back down the thing. And somebody is just standing there, like one person, and I'm not around anybody. And he just goes, like normal talking voice, Don would be proud. Like, that's it.
I love that.
I don't know this guy. I don't know anything. He just goes, Don would be proud. Like that's
so
and
great.
I'm like, I'm going to do that now. Like next marathon I go to, I'm going to say that. So.
That's happened to me lately. It's something so funny. Like during race, like during a half marathon, people are cheering and sometimes people like be loud and they'll trail off and like they'll just say something at speaking like quiet level right as you pass. So it sounds like they're like whispering something to you. Like, go runners. Like, you're doing great. Like really quietly.
You're doing
great. Right when I go by, I'm like, I feel like they need to stop and turn. It's like, oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. You know who? Do you guys know Kevin Dorish?
Yeah.
He was at the water station for the Boston Marathon with me.
Oh, cool.
And we were just shouting water the whole time. And then, of course, we get bored and we're just like, hydrate or dadrate.
Yeah.
Doing that. And then I start just reading off whatever anybody's secret starts saying.
That,
like, that's, and that's all you do. And then eventually you're just like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you just lose your voice completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the music and stay with us. You're on Fast and Loose here on WMFO in Medford.
Woo!
will fill her up with dust and ash. A landfill mecca for burnouts and listless adolescent sour mash.
The cold and the submarine drown the world with
Hey, what's up? We're talking shop here at WMFO. Because we got Jordan, you know, ops director here.
That's me. Yeah.
Big fame.
How much longer do you have that ops email?
That's true. Well, frankly, it's up to me. But, you know, I'm going to do my best to stick around behind the scenes and help if need be. We got the guy Charlie coming in. He's going to be next ops director. He's a good guy.
Is he a good guy? You got a chance here?
For all you listeners and DJs out there concerned that, you know, we're not, you know, next year might be different, I can rest assured that the station is in good hands.
And fantastic.
If need be, you know, and in emergencies, you know, I'm available.
Okay, good. That's good. You got that. You got Nick Andre, who I don't think is real.
Exactly.
But I do think is like, does have a positive influence on the fan.
Nick's the one you want to go to. Me is just like, you know, don't go to me.
I would like to be looped into those emails, but don't expect me to be the one that's like taking action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how it goes. But, you know, we got a good year coming up next year. Rest assured.
Exactly. All right. So for those in the audience that have not had a child, having a child as the person who's not having, as the support person, which I am, you know, shout out to Molly, who definitely is doing all the work in this situation. You have kind of a lot of time just to sort of like be ready to go, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like at a moment's notice, it could be like, I got to jump up and I got to do something or I'm like kind of looking around the room. And especially when you have a C-section, you are in the hospital for like 3 more days. Mm-hmm. So you're in this room. It's very comfortable. There's a TV. It has cable. We watch some cable shows. I think cable is just reruns of The Office now. So I don't know if you've seen cable lately. It's literally just rerun. Just pick a show that was popular like 5 years, 10 years ago.
I know Big Bang's on there. It's a big one.
Oh, yeah. We watched the Big Bang. It was like,
love the Big Bang.
It was like, and next up, Big Bang. And after that, also Big Bang. And also, that's what our programming is.
Yeah.
Like, so I was just like, you know, deep diving into Wikipedia, and I found a fantastic article. And I'm going to tell you, this article got me into trouble because a big thing when you have a cesarean section is like your abs, okay, are right there, and laughing is a problem. And that's difficult for me because I'm hilarious.
I can imagine that would be really
and
difficult for you.
Like, that's my default, like, oh, Molly's like this. I'm going to try to crack some jokes to make her feel better, that kind of thing. This article, she was like, you need to literally, we need to be done with this because I, like, my stomach hurts and needs to be done. Okay, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Without further ado. This is a Wikipedia article of a list of people who have lived at the airport. Okay? Lived at the airport. All right? So not, they got stuck. You know, I told this to my dad. He's like, I've been to the airport for like, you know, 3 days. And I was like, yeah, but that was like a whole thing. You know, that was just like, you know, storms and whatnot.
It's not by choice.
This is like people living at the airport. Okay?
I've heard of this before, though.
Yes.
This is a phenomenon.
And it's specifically, you're inside the security. Like, you're inside the terminal. So it's like you landed somewhere. And then for one reason or another, you couldn't get past customs, right?
Yeah.
Or you just chose not to, and then you are now in sort of the confines of the area.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. So I'm going to ask you guys this question. The person who has lived in the airport the longest, which it's like really hard to determine, but we've got a list here. What do you think the time range is? Like, are you talking? We're talking days, weeks, months, years. Like, what is your ballpark estimate?
Realistically, I know it's going to be like an insane amount. So I'm thinking like between a year and two. I think
a year and two. Okay.
Which is insane. Yeah. Let it be. Let's be known.
I'm
going
to say this. There are two people currently, according to this list, there are two people currently living in an airport. We're gonna get to them in a minute. Okay. But I just want to say that this is happening now. Okay. Also.
Oh, man. That's.
We have 1 to 2 years from Jordan.
All right. I'm going to say 3 years.
Three years.
That would be crazy.
Okay, 3 years.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. What a world it is. Currently, according to this site, the person who has lived at the airport the longest has lived there for 31 years.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What?
31 years, okay?
31.
Yeah, and that person is also continuing to live at the airport, okay? Because there's a person named Byram Tapili, okay, who lived at the Ataturk. Oh, yeah, no. Lived at the Ataturk airport in Istanbul, Turkey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The reason, this is the best, it gives you reasons. Ran away from family problems and worked at the airport for a while, eventually became sick and could not work anymore, but decided to keep living at the airport. That's why he stayed.
Do they have like a worker, like, live a lodging?
That's a great question. That's a great question. No, no. So there's a picture here. It's, you're just there. Like, you're just sitting in a chair and like, that's where you're living.
Wow.
Still, and then this, what it says here is that the airport, the Ataturk airport, closed for commercial passenger travel. So he left, and now he lives at the Istanbul International Airport, an airport that I have been to in the last 5 years. And that happened in 2009, so that was like 3 years ago. So yeah, he's working on year 31.
Oh my god!
Of living at the airport. There's also, this is my favorite one, there's a guy named Wei Zhanggu who has been living at the Beijing International Airport for approximately 13 years.
Oh my god!
He moved. This is the best. The reason why he wanted to live at the airport is because he wanted to smoke and drink without his family bothering him. Also had difficulty finding work. That's a cited note, like thing. Okay,
if that's not just the,
I followed the reference. Like that's an article. Like the article says that's the reason. Like it's an interview.
That's the human condition. That's
exactly.
The immortal problem.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Yeah, I'll go up to him. He's like, yeah, I just hate my family.
I just don't want to be bothered. Like, and I want to smoke and drink. Something that I guess one of those but two you things you could like. Yeah. It's like you can't really do either one of those things everywhere in the airport. You know.
Just, yeah.
That's
exactly.
Still pretty limited. And it does say here as a note he still lives at the airport but comes out occasionally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying when I say live at the airport. Like, is that just their place of residence and then they'll go out and return to it? Because I mean, 30 years just like in it and not leaving. I mean, that's just like some kind of like torture.
I don't know. Yeah. So the most famous one is this guy named Mehran Nasari. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he was from Iran, but I think during the Iranian Revolution he got stuck at the Charles de Gaulle Airport. And there's a Tom Hanks movie called Terminal, which is very strange. If you've ever seen this movie,
no,
it's very strange.
It's about this.
What's it's like kind of based off of it.
Yeah,
he like lives there for I think like 60 days or something in the movie.
Yeah.
But it is like he's like a stateless person who's like trapped because he can't, like his customs papers don't go through and everything.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, this guy, there's a picture of him just like through the window of this airport and he's just like set up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like anybody else. He's sitting there. Apparently, people would donate things to him, that kind of thing. Yeah, here he is, right here.
Oh yeah, that's him. Oh, he's got a setup.
That's it.
There.
It's just like a whole setup right here with the table and.
Yeah, it doesn't look that bad.
That was from 1988 to 2006, like the deal. Terminal 1 of the Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Wow,
that's
really
Paris.
Something else.
Yeah. So there you have it. Airport's always an option. I know that you guys just got set up with your housing
right.
In Union Square, Summerhill area. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are staying in Summerhill.
I believe it's called Spring Hill.
Spring Hill. Okay.
It's on Lowell Street. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, Lowell Street's a great street.
Yeah.
Big Hill. You can run up that hill.
It is a big hill.
Big hill.
I believe, Spring Hill. So excited about that. You know, stay in Summerville. You're right.
That's great.
Close to all our favorite spots.
That's great. And I would say this too. Summerville is different than like Tufts Summerville.
Yeah.
I know that you guys are like interacting with me and I'm kind of like in both worlds a little bit. Like Summerville, which is where you guys are going to live, which is like Highland Ave.
Yeah.
You know, you could go to the Highland Kitchen, which is a fantastic restaurant.
Look this up.
That place is amazing. You're going to be right real close to that.
I've still never been to Three Little Figs.
Three Little Figs is a classic spot. That's like a real. That's like a real, like, I'm a young professional. I'm, like, no longer a student. It's, like, young professionals and then, like, high school kids, like, walking back from, which I see that.
Yeah.
And I, like, from school, the verbs, and I'm, like, man, you had to drive everywhere. It would be the coolest thing to, like, leave high school and be, like, hey, you guys want to, like, go get some sandwiches? Like, that would be the greatest. Like, that's all I'm trying to do
the
in
best.
My life, you know? So it's, like, man, Summerville kids walking around. Shout out. Big time. That's like big time.
I mean, look, you're coming up too with it. In theory, you're going to get a Green Line stop soon at Ball Square. That's huge. Yeah.
I know. It's at some point, and you guys are going to have the Lowell Street one.
That's right. Because I think what's going to be, we're like pretty close to Porter, but the Lowell Street one, which is like for Magoon, it's like, it's also pretty close. So I think they're equidistant.
Yeah. That's going to be nice.
Huge,
I don't know. The Lowell Street one looks like it's just like a platform. And
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Like
it remains to be seen, all of it.
The one at Ball Square, which allegedly is going to be done in July.
Wow.
Okay. Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah.
That one, every time I think that it looks like they're done and they just need to like clean up all the rubble, they build something that seems like it's going to be a whole big thing.
Yeah.
They're like there's like, oh, now there's just like this frame. It's like over there. There's now just like this weird giant box of frame stuff, and it's like, that's gonna be a big thing.
Yeah.
And then you got the one right here, which apparently is also July.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what they told you?
Yeah. I mean, we've just been talking about lately. It is gonna be insane when they have this new stop here at the intersection by WMFO, because it's already insanely crowded.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
with the new building and everything. Like, I don't know how they're gonna do it. They need to build something to, you know, help the crosswalk.
Yeah, guys, something over here maybe. I don't know. You know, you gotta do something. It'll be nice to have this part of the sidewalk back again. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. You know, our friend sweet precious Sammy Schrage from the marathon team.
Sammy Schrage. I like the Sammy now. I think he gets Sammy. That's it's like Sam Schrage. No, it's Sammy. That's, yeah. No, we know who we're talking about.
He's in the environmental engineering department, and he said for like a group project, they were tasked with like designing a sky bridge, which was he claims the original plan was for there to be a sky bridge from the new Cummings Center like to the top of the hill, like over Boston Avenue, Green Line stop. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Like, this is so futuristic. Like, that's absurd. But now, after seeing how busy it is and how it's only going to get busier, like, an elevated, you know, footbridge would not be ridiculous.
So we're talking about, like, you're over here and you're basically just cutting right across to, like, the top. Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was like, maybe like in Minecraft, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Doing that in Minecraft, but like realistically, that's like too much effort. But
oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
might be necessary.
All right, okay, we'll debate that. Skybridge, nothing is cooler than a skybridge.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody's like, I don't know about that skybridge. Yeah. You know, like it's like, that's just like, those are cool, two cool things that we just combine.
Yeah.
You make it out of glass, you're going across, it's awesome.
The glass floor, make it like scary to walk over.
Oh, definitely. All right, we're going to go back to a song, and we will check back in. We got to do a PSA. I'm going to rope one of you guys into doing the PSA. Yeah. All right, stay with us. WMFO in Medford. Nope. Doing a great job here.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here it is.
Yeah, it...
Thank you. je passais par hasard, mais quand tu m'as appelé, ça, j'allais juste penser à toi, je te jure, je te jure.
All right, we can jump back in here. That was Air France. Shout out to Anton whenever Anton listens to the show, finally. I do, just like, there's this like EP, this Air France EP, mm-hmm. that's just like, I would just recommend to anybody. It's so good.
I like that artist name.
Yeah. I know, it's so great. And then you read the Wikipedia article and they're like, we just couldn't make anything as good as that anymore. And so we just like stopped. And you're like, well, all right. I can't argue with that. And that's it. All right, we got PSA here.
All right, here we go. This is a cause that's very near and dear to my heart. We're talking about dried fruit. Here we go.
Looking. I like the spice. I like the spice you're sprinkling onto this PSA here. This is
you
great.
You got to keep them intrigued. Yeah. Here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service announcement from all the fruits and nuts here at WNFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's right.
Yeah, what'd you call me?
Yeah, exactly. Good, that's exactly right.
It's asking for that,
Dude,
you did great. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that was nice job, man.
Thank you.
That's the first one.
Let me just say, because normally when I'm training new DJs and like, you know, they're giving their first PSA. I'm like, hey, you guys can read the PSA. And they can't even get through it. They're like giggling, like cracking up. They can't get through it. I'm like, you kind of killed that.
Thank you. You got a voice for radio.
Good job. Yeah, no, it's the calmness. You got to have, I think something happens. You train these new DJs and they're like, you turn the mics on and they're like,
yeah, they're excited.
Oh my God. It's just like a whole thing. Yeah. You got to get that cadence.
Exactly.
That cadence down.
It really just feels like we have a podcast right now. We're just all sitting in the same room. You know?
It's exactly
this
right.
is exactly cool. what it's like. Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be so great. If only that could be like my life, you know, just like making something like this once a week, you know,
and then just like entire life
just good. Living.
That's the smartless guys.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's exactly
it's true.
What I'm
yeah,
about,
that's
right.
true. Oh my gosh. Yeah, but you got to be famous first.
Exactly.
You know? It's like a George Costanza thing where he's like, I want to become like a broadcaster. And he's like, usually they give those jobs to like former players.
He's like, I like sports. I can do sports. He's like, you don't have any talents.
Yeah, you don't have any talents. Oh my God. We've been watching. My parents are huge Seinfeld fans. And so we've been watching a couple episodes of Seinfeld every night. And one of my favorite sequences ever is the one where... It was an episode I hadn't seen in a long time. It's the one where the pool guy is like basically stalking Jerry.
He's
at the health club and he's like, but anyway, they're like at the movie. They're just at a movie because they're always going to movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put like, it's Kramer and Jerry. They have like a seat between them and they're like, oh no, this guy's going to want to sit here. Let's lean over the seat and pretend that we're talking to each other.
Yeah.
And he's like, Kramer, pretend you're talking to me. And Kramer, without missing a beat, just leans over and he's like, yeah, well, I had to kill him, and the police are still looking for me. he just says that
so
like
great.
Perfect, like delivers it perfectly.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh, that one! It's the same one where he changes his phone number.
Yeah,
And it's the movie phone number, so he keeps having to ask.
Phone. Yeah.
But he.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see?
But he asks it. But the best thing is that Jerry's like, "Why'd you change your phone number?" And he just goes. Chicks, man. Too many chicks calling me.
And that movie phone secret is so great. It's like, you selected brown-eyed girl.
Is that correct? Yeah.
That's so good.
That's
back
good.
To the cable show. You're like, the cable is like office reruns. I follow like the official Seinfeld Instagram, and it's always like new episodes, or not even new, like episodes of Seinfeld, like tonight, Thursday, like, you know, 7 p.m. Central. I'm like, okay, it's also just on Netflix. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Who's tuning in to catch that?
I like the commercials, you know, it gives you a real sense of being able to like wait.
It's nostalgic.
You know?
Yeah. It's good.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, that was just like losing it because I was like, oh, and it was the same. That was the one right before that is the one where the marathon runner is staying.
John Paul. And I watched that one recently.
Why second alarm?
Or button right now.
Yeah, why second or second volume button?
Yeah, second volume button.
Oh my gosh.
I was thinking about that actually. In the morning, the Boston Marathon, our friend texted me. He's like, or the night before, it's like, make sure you set a bunch of alarms. John Paul.
I was getting a real bad vibe from that wake up call. Yeah, guy. That guy was trouble. And it's like brought it, and he's like has to make him sleep on his couch and stuff.
So amazing.
Oh my gosh,
that's a great episode.
Oh, it's good. All right, favorite dried fruit right here.
Oh, favorite dried. dried fruit. I'd go dried plums.
What?
That doesn't even... Yeah. Can you even buy those?
They're
yeah.
real good. My mom makes homemade dried fruit. That's a classic. And it's delicious. Yeah. Shout out moms.
Yeah.
And their dried fruit.
Yeah. I mean... Dry bananas can really run the gamut. There can be a lot of different kinds, you know?
That's true.
They can be like parched dry and then like on a chewy dry.
Mm. Yeah. I've made dried bananas in my dehydrator and it's like a heck of a thing.
Yeah.
You gotta really fight them. And then you get these little guys, little wafers, and some of them are like, I would say like approximately 50% of them are good. And
yeah.
Then 50% are like the wafers.
Yeah. My mom's nailed the recipe with perfection every single
good.
Time. She visited recently and just brought this whole thing of dried fruit and it's nearly gone.
Right. Yeah.
That's
awesome.
I mean,
we can certify if you eat that before a marathon or half marathon, you will perform at a high level.
You will crush it.
Yeah.
Everyone will be in awe.
It is. And the fiber's big. Later in life, if there's something that I can impart onto you young kids, it's that fiber matters.
That's,
you know?
That's actually really important.
And that, like, honestly, like, waking up and taking, like, a great poop is, like, maybe the greatest thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's like, a gift to yourself.
Yeah. Fiber's really important.
Especially before marriage.
And the plums.
Exactly.
Especially. The plums are going to... Or no, not plums. Prunes.
We got the prune stuff for the baby.
Yeah.
She's not eating any prunes right
now.
But it's, like, that's... You get that. And that stuff works like magic. You know? And then you eat it, and you're like, all right, great. this is gonna be a whole thing.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's good. Cause as a young kid, you're just like waking up in the bushes and like walking outside, and you're like, I have to go to the bathroom. It's gonna be like a whole thing, you know.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Versus now, where it's like I'm getting enough sleep, I'm eating fiber, and it turns out if you do that, life's pretty great.
Yeah,
you know? Like you're not just like miserable.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's great.
Oh gosh, wow. So
fantastic.
Well, I hate to say it, guys, but we're kind of running up on our time here. It's it's crazy. This has been a heck of a time.
Yeah. Finally got to do it, you know. And who's to say it can't happen again?
Who's to say it can't happen again? I think the rules are going to change here. I think we're going to be able to have guests back in the studio.
Yeah.
I will certainly be around. I don't know how much of the show I'm going to do over the summer.
Yeah.
As is usually the case.
Yeah.
You know, like I like the option of coming in.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not going to be like out here every day.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you know, we won't be here over the summer, but you know, back in the fall, once you get settled into a groove,
there you go.
Good. Make a triumphant return.
Are you like, what's your schedule for over the next? Like, are you got finals, or are you just kind of coasting out of here? What's the deal?
You have a biochem final. I was talking to Will about it.
Yeah, biochem final on Friday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a thing.
That's a subject.
That's a school subject.
You have to start studying today.
Yep. Today's gonna be the day.
Man, I'll start studying.
Yeah. No, same with Will. I think Will was just starting too. It's kind of a pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, before we leave, I actually have my GIS project I'm doing on a green roof suitability analysis in Seattle.
Oh, cool.
And you remember my last semester, the project on the sharks, it was Jaws themed.
Yeah.
So this one, I'm so happy about it. I'm going to make it Fraser themed because Fraser's in Seattle. So like the cover of it is going to be like the skyline from the beginning, and it's going to be like, good morning, Seattle. Or like, it's going to be like, Fraser Cranes. It's going to be really out of pocket. But
nice. And is it your job, you're gainfully employed now.
Yeah,
your
I'm job fully employed, is gonna be... and I'm going to be doing GIS. So that's it. I clearly take it very seriously.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
GIS consulting or GIS?
GIS consulting, basically.
Wow.
It's consulting, and part of it, and that portion of the company is devoted specifically to GIS, which is what I'm doing.
Gotcha. Yeah, and so. GIS stands for?
Geographic Information System. That's right. I didn't even explain it to you, Nate. So
I don't
on a separate
know.
Occasion,
that
I'll tell you more
cool.
about it.
It sounds cool. You know,
sounds
it
seems like, a lot of maps. I'm obviously rocking with the maps.
You're going to be listening to the yes all day long.
Yeah,
that's good. It's all about the maps.
I know you would enjoy a good map as well. I mean, come on.
I love maps, and I have several. I mean, you guys have heard my map stories.
Yeah,
but that's for another show.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There you go.
Maps are the best. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Test Freeform Radio. Stick around for Dance Music Express. It's coming on next. And thank you to AJ and Jordan.
There you go.
The
perfect.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Perfect. All right.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.